That's a New Testament Aleph. L'makom shariba in, l'makom shemit lo. Mishnah says that riba l'makom echad, umit l'makom echad, and we had a few pshat and we said yesterday what that means. Rashi learns, though, that on two sides of the same tchum, the mida on one side came out longer than the other side. So the halacha is that you go l'makom shariba. You go after the longer measurement. Samara says, only you go after the longer one, not the lesser one. Mashma on the side where the lesser one, you beklal, don't can't walk there. Where it says, Ema afla makam shariba. Even to the you include even the big one. Right? Tosas Tain is that doesn't make any sense. Why would I have a haba mina that you shouldn't go on the other side? One of the midos is right. So what's it called? Tosas says that what's it called? That you have on two different sides. And one side, you see the tum is much longer than the other one. So you assume that on the side that's longer, there was all kidurim and havlos or whatever, and the other side didn't apply. So both are emes. So you only go to the smaller one on one side and to the larger one on the other side. And according to Rashi, they're all on the same side, and there's only one tchum on that side. Okay, see Rashi. Now, the makom shemiyat lo, bit me of aliyash b'chlam osayim on. If you can go to the farther one, you surely can go to the smaller one. Hainu ha, I didn't get it yet. Riba le'echad, umiyat le'echad. Right, if one measured more and one measured less, hasu lamali, I already know that you always go the kula, you go the more one. Hachi kama, this is what it means. Riba echad, umiyat echad, shomen lezesh riba. Rashi, hachi kama, riba echad, umiyat echad, shemidorom, shemidmadudum, shnei b'nei adam, zemiyat bezer riba. We're not talking now where the tchumim were different. But you had two people measure, one measured more and one measured less. So you go after the one who measured the more. And we say he was more ma'akiv. He was more medactic. Omer Abayavachal, Yir B'yosu and Vidas Ha'ir B'lachsona. And the reason is, Rashi says, but as long as the difference between them isn't more than the alachson, one is not more than the square root, the square root of two, more than the other one. Why? Shalo Yir B'yosu and Vidas Ha'ir B'lachsona. Da filu riba shir godol, delekel emisle, the mesicha sachedol. Even if we can't say, well, one pulled the hevel tighter and one less, and that's why there's a difference between them. The difference is so great that you can't attribute it to how slack or taut the hevel was. So then what do we say? Talina be betos halachsa. We say that the one who made the shorter tum made a mistake and didn't square it off in such a way that you get the alachson, like we learned, of the tum, and not the sides of the tum. The amrinan zehayabaki medida, the hiniach tablish al tum and keneged akeren balachson, kedamoran, the zem mother al taim memtsa keren. This one didn't know you're supposed to do that. The hipsit is hazavios, kol alachson shal apayim. Avlem riba yosem ikach ein londo b'mav litlos, the libi megamgim b'loshon. I said, I don't like this pshat, it doesn't fit into the loshon. But in any case, that's the pshat that up until the alachson, you could say that that's the reason that they differ. Beyond that, you can't say that that's the reason they differ. So that's what you do if people on that doesn't say. Pashas, you go after the smaller one. Shelo amru chachom mesadover lahachmir ela lahakil. Right? And the reason that you always go after the kula is because the halach of Erevin is not a chumra, it's a kula. We have another brayse that says the opposite. When the chachamim made erevin, they were machmer, not mekel. Amar Ravina lo lahakel adivrei Torah, ela lahachmer adivrei Torah. That's a din de rabbanan. Right? It's not that the rabbanan came along and were dealing with a Torah halacha of erevin and of tumim and came and made kulas in it. No, they were machmer a Torah. The Torah didn't mention anything about tumim. And they made the din of tchumim lahachmer al Torah. Maybe it's only din drabanan. Tchumim drabanan. Therefore, tchumim are only drabanan. And therefore, safik drabanan lakula. And even though, I think Ritva points out, normally we don't say safik drabanan lakula when you can be mavarer. If you can find out and be miyashiv the safik, right? Be mavara the suffix, then you don't rely on suffix rabban lakula. So here, go measure. But the answer is, going measuring is a big tircha. And efshe levara means you can do it easily, not with a tremendous amount of tircha. Rashi lo lahakal divrei Torah, kol mashe gozer chachom b'tchumim lahachmer al divrei Torah, bo. Whatever the Rabbanim made, gzeris and tchumim, was extra chumers, more than the Torah demanded, because the Torah didn't demand tchumim also. The midraisa lo mitzri midi. In the Torah, nothing is also. The inu gozer, and they were the ones who were gozer, the whole inyan of tchumim. Hilka, chazlina, bulakula, therefore, were makel, because it was purely a din to Rabbanim. So a tchumim asum, a din to Rabbanim. Okay, so here, we said already yesterday that this idea of the Makom Shariba and Makom Shemiyat, so Rashi learns that it's only going in one direction, on just two different sides of that same tchum, and you go after the longer side. Tosfos learns to talk about two different tchumim, and Taka, the one that's shorter, you go the shorter way, and the one that's longer, you go the longer way. And the Rosh holds that it's talking Taka the same side, and you make a diagonal, and the tchum is from the shorter side to the longer side. So afla makom shemiyot means that you take both in consideration. You take the shorter side in consideration, and you take the longer side, and you make the tchum diagonal according to that. And that's how the Rosh learns Pshat and Tosfos. And the Gra learns that, like we said, it's talking about two different sides, and you do each side. The Ramah, Lahalacha, brings down both days. Rashi, who says that you always go by the longer side, and the Rosh, who says you make the diagonal. And the Mishnah Berurah Pasuk is like Rashi, according to the Gra, that you go according to the longer side, and you extend the shorter side to make it equal to the longer side. Let's go on. Ir shal yachid, nu halacha. Ir shal yachid v'nasa shal rabin. Ma'arvin es kula. So here is a halacha of a city. Rashi learns ir shal yachid means a city where there are not 600,000 people in that city, kaseder. Okay, and we'll see what the halachas are of 600,000, but not today. In any case, so ir shal yachid, Rashi learns a city that does not have 600,000. Rashi, Ir Shal Yachid, Shalo Hayu Nichnasim Bat Tamid Shishim Ribui Shal Bnei Adam. Weren't 600,000 people constantly going into that city. Velo Chashiv Rishus HaRabim, Velo Dami L'Digvei Midbar. And therefore it's not similar to Rishus HaRabim, because in the Midbar there were 600,000 people. So they asked, in the Midbar is a lot more than 600,000 people. It's only 600,000 men between 20 and 60. So they say that we, according to Rashi, we only learn from the, what's it called, from the ones that are mentioned specifically. Right? The 600,000, it wasn't, Torah doesn't mention how many more there were. So when it's Rishus HaRabim, D'oraisa, it's according to what the Torah tells us how many people there were. There were many more, but we don't know how many. But we know when there was a 600,000, the Torah mentions. So that's the din is dependent on what the Torah is mefarish, not what it's not mefarish. So then they ask them, the Chari should need 600,000 people between 20 and 60. And only men. Women shouldn't count for the 600,000. So they say that's irrelevant. As a fact, the Torah says numbers, that's a difference between a rabbin and not a rabbin is numbers. Who it is and how old they are is irrelevant, and therefore that doesn't play a part. So basically what we're saying is, Torah says 600,000 people is called a rabbin, and doesn't make a difference then anymore if it's exactly like the people in the Midbar or wasn't exactly like the people in the Midbar. There's also Shaila's what Nechronim, what does that mean? Do 600,000 people have to be in that place every single day? Or does it mean they have to have access there? Sometimes, right, there are 600,000 people in the area, and sometimes this amount is there, sometimes this amount is there, but they all have access to that place. That's another pshat in what 600,000 is. In any case, so an Ir Shel Yochid is a place where there's not access to 600,000 constantly. That's how Rashi learns. So the halacha is, the halacha is, a Ir Shel Yochid, you could be ma'ar of the whole city. One Erev, nothing left out, and we're not afraid that people will forget the halachas of Rishus HaRabim, because there's no Rishus HaRabim there anyway. The whole thing is purely the Rabbanan. So therefore, there was no gzeres of what will be if people forget and think that it will forget about the Erev, they'll think it can allow to carry. Because anyway, it's not Rishus HaRabim. And a Ir Shel Rabim, right, where there were 600,000 people, So there you can't make one Eruv to include the entire city. You have to leave out a certain amount, and they can make an Eruv to themselves, so both can have an Eruv, but you have to have a separate Eruv for both. Why? That way people know that there's reasons you can carry here is because of an Eruv. Because otherwise they think, they wouldn't realize any Eruv, the whole city you can carry, they'll think you can carry in Rosh Hasharabim, and they'll come to carry in other places where there isn't an Eruv in Rosh Hasharabim. So what happens in Ir Shel Yachid, which you could make the whole city into one Eruv, and Nasa Shel Rabin, it became an Ir Shel Rabin. Okay? It became a city with 600,000. So Ma'arvin is Kula. You still could make an Eruv in the whole thing. Okay? And they ask, I mean, Maisa, how could a city, well, that you can understand. An Ir Shel Yachid didn't have 600,000, and then it got built up, and now there's 600,000. So since in the beginning you could be Ma'arv the whole thing, you can still be Ma'arv the whole thing. But Shel Rabin, Venasa Shel Yachid, a city that originally was Shel Rabin, and then became Shel Yachid, then made Marvin as Kula. So according to Rashi, it would seem that the city started out with 600,000 people. What city, all of a sudden everybody's there, 600,000 people. So some say what it means is that, either like we said, it doesn't mean that there's 600,000 in the city. The city has access to 600,000 around. So when they built this city, it immediately had access to 600,000 people around it. Or it means that when they first wanted to put the Eruv, the city could have started off smaller. But when the first time they wanted to put up an Eruv, there was 600,000 people. That's called Ir Shel Rabin. They started off with Ir Shel Rabin. And then it got less people and became an Ir Shel Yochid. So then the halacha is Ein Marvin is Kula. It retained its original halacha. In the beginning, it couldn't be Ma'arv the whole thing, even though it was an Ir Shel, because it was an Ir Shel Rabin. And now, even though it's an Ir Shel Yochid, you can't be Ma'arv the whole thing. Elin Kain also Chutzalah ki Ir Chadasha Sheb Yehuda. You have to leave out a portion outside the Eruv that is the size of a new city in Yehuda. Sheyesh b'chamishim diorim divrab Yehuda. A new city, that was the name of the city in Yehuda, right? Started out with 50 households. Reb Shimon Omer Gimel Chatzeros Sheshnei Batim. Shimon says no. The minimum that you have to leave out is 3 Chatzeros with 2 houses in each chaser. You don't need 50 diorim. You need 3 chatzeros with 2 batim. Rashi. Ir Shel Yachid. Shelo ayu nichnasim batamid samach rimbo shel bnei adam. Velo chashivu rushu sarabim. Lo damet digle midbar. Venasa shel rabim. Shenisos lu bat diorim. O nifku bo shvakim. And then it became an Ir Shel Rabim. Either they added more households, or they put in shopping centers or whatever. So there were now a lot of people there. Ma'arvin es kula kibatchila. So it retained its original din. Just like it was an Ir Shel Yochid, you can make one Eruv for the whole city. The ein mevo aseha tzrichim tikkun. You don't have to make a separate tikkun in each mavui. Shari hika chotzer achas. It's considered like one big chotzer. Ukigon she'ein barushu sarabim gemura shel tezayin amah. It's talking where there is no street in the city that's 16 amas wide. So now there's no shishim ribui. And even though there is Shishim Ribui, because it became an Ir Shel Rabim, but there's no street that has the dimensions of Rosh Hasharabim. Right? Now, in the beginning, it was missing two things. It didn't have the dimensions of Rosh Hasharabim, and it didn't have a Rabim. But now, it doesn't have the dimensions of Rosh Hasharabim, but there is 600,000 people around. If it does have a street that's wide, 16 amas wide, then the Gemara will discuss what you have to do. There's others that say that Shishim Ribui, you only need within the city to be considered Rosh Hasharabim. You have streets in a city, right, that are 16 amas wide, and there are 600,000, that's Rosh Hasharabim. There's not 600,000, not. But roads that go from city to city, right, there you don't need 600,000 people traveling them. Those are Rosh Hasharabim by themselves, as long as they're 16 amas. And Tosus says that you don't even need 16 amas to be Rosh Hasharabim. It has to be opened into a place of 16 amas. But in certain areas in the city, it could be up to 13 and a third amas and still be considered Rosh Hasharabim. Right? It opens into streets. It widens outside the city and becomes 16 amas. As long as it's opened into a place that's eventually 16 amas, the place that's 13 and a third amas is also Rosh Hasharabim. Okay. V'shel Rav Menasa Shel Yachid, Revusa Ashminen. Right, here's a chiddush. The Afal Gav Menasa Shel Yachid, even though this city eventually lost its 600,000 people, Ein ma'arvin es kula. You can't make one eruv for the whole city. Hol v'tchilas osho rabim, since in the beginning it was 600,000, the dil mahadra umisav dosho rabim, because we're afraid that maybe it'll become repopulated, and it'll become again a rabim. V'osu laruve kula. And people will say that, what's it called, that, well, now it was, they'll forget that it wasn't a rabim in between, and they made an eruv on the whole thing, and they'll leave the eruv for the whole thing. V'osu la'arav ir shor rabim below shir. You're not allowed to make an eruv around one city of a rabim without leaving something out. The apogav the ein barushus rabim gemura, even though there's no actual street inside this ir shel rabim that's 16 amos wide. Shalotich takach torus rishus rabim. In order that, because l'maisa since it's 600,000, people will assume that you're allowed to carry in a place where it's 600,000, and then if there is a street that's 16 amos, it'll be over in Sidoraisa. So wherever there was 600,000, the Rabbanan made Xera to remember the idea of Erev, to leave some part out of the city. Vahushir havi hekera, it's a heker, the time ishum Erev, the people know they're carrying because of an Erev. Otherwise, people will grow up, they'll never know there's such an Erev. That happens. We had a shliach from Eretz Yisrael in our community. First Shabbos he was there, we didn't have an Eruv at the time, and he carried his notes to an Onik Shabbos. And when everybody was like horrified, the guy's a Mechal Shabbos, right, he never was in a city in his life where there wasn't an Eruv. So he didn't even think about it. Right? It's possible, therefore you need a hecker that you don't walk out of the Eruv. Then people know that the reason they're carrying is because there's an Eruv. Elam kenosa chutzala shir shlo irvu im sharva ir el levada. Right, there's a part of the city that could have its own eruv, but it's not connected to the eruv of the city, and people know that there's some place in the city you can't carry. Kir chadosha kach shema. That was the name of the city, ir chadosha. Okay, Rashi. Hechi dami ir shel yachid v'nasa shel rabim. What's the case? We had an ir shel yachid and became shel rabim. Omer of Yehuda kagon discarta duresh galusa. Right, what's shot ir shel yachid? Ir shel yachid was iskarta deresh kalusa. Rashi, the Omer of Yehuda, okay, it was deresh kalusa. Omer of Nachum, my time. Why is that the example of an ir shel yachid that became shel rabin? Okay, meaning that ilema mishum dishchichei gabi harmona. Midkri Hadadi, why is that good? Notice, why is an Ir Shel Yachid, and now is an Ir Shel Rabim, doesn't need this takana, doesn't need this gzera of not making the whole city an Eruv. So Rabbi Yehuda said that it's talking about a city that belongs to the Resh Galusa. And since everybody has connection to the Resh Galusa, that unites them. So they'll remind each other that this is a city that has an Eruv. They won't forget that they're carrying because of an Eruv. Because they all have something in common that they have a connection to each other, so they'll remember. Right? Shemar says, Kuli Yisrael Nami B'tzafra D'Shabbos Shchichi Gabi Hadadi. Shabbos morning, everybody comes together, right, in any city. What's it called? So any city should be, if it's an Ir Shel Yachid, even if it doesn't belong to the Resh Galusa, it doesn't belong to one person, and everybody has connection to that one person, but Lamaisa, people get together in any basically small city, and they remind each other. So why shouldn't it apply to any city, not just a city that belongs to a Resh Galusa? Elomer of Nachman Kol discarded in a Suzai. It's not because of the Resh Galusa. Any city that belonged, like this city, belonged to this guy called Nituzai, right? And he owned the city, and there weren't 600,000 people there, and eventually 600,000 people came in, but they all basically paid taxes to him, so they all have shaychus to that one person. That's what's it called, that's enough to keep it as a din of a Ir Shel Yachid without the gzera of not making one Eruv. Rashi, mishum deshlichi rabim gabi harmona etzel hamoshel dehainu reish galusa. You're going to tell me that the only reason that a city that belonged to a yachid, that even if it became shel rabim, it remains with its original heter, is because it's a city that belongs to one person that everybody has a responsibility to. legal rishus law din lahatur bechoros velismov. They have to go to the government, to the guy who's the head of the city, to get rishus for various things. Whether the paskin, right, they have to get an okay from him, right, to paskin in the city, or to do any other thing of authority, you need permission from the authority of the city. So therefore, people have all of them have a connection to one person. So they remind each other, "Nitkri hadadi v'lo asher l'mishvi shel rabbi." They won't come to imat or another place where there's a rabbi without an erev. The harihi shel rabbi, right? Where it's a place that it's because here they'll see it's different. They'll remember that here it's not a city that's a rabbi, because everybody has connection to one person who owns the city. So Mara says that that's the case. Every city's like that. They'll come to hear the drasha, right? And Manela, what's going to come to a shir? So they have connection to each other. So they also won't forget that there's the heter over here is because of an eruv. Elam Rav Nachman called ir shel yochid the nasa shel rab mishari and a chanami. It's not only a city where everybody has connection to the authority of the city, even if they don't. Like you go and discard it in the zay. Krach shel oso aish. Person owned the city. And then the city grew, right? Still, the halacha is, since it belongs to one person, that's enough to make a difference. Neither Rabbanan didn't need any other hacker. Okay. Tana Rabbanan, Ir shel yochid v'nasa shel rabim, v'rishus harabim avoyres besocha. Different case. We said the Mishnah is talking where you have an Ir shel rabim, but it doesn't have a legitimate rishus harabim going through it. There's no street 16 amos wide. Right, or like Tosus says, there's no street that opens into streets even outside the city of 16 amos. Because we'll see in one second why Tosus had to say that this street over here in the city is no bigger than 13 and a third amos. Can't be 16 amos. But not because it can't be Rishus Haram, because of what the Gemara says about it. It's case of Ma'ardinosa. So how do you Ma'ariv that Rishus Haram? Right? The Surah of Pesach is not going to help for what's it called for Mamash Rishus Haram. So also lechi mikan v'lechi mikan o korah mikan v'korah mikan. So you have to put a lechi on each end of the rishus harabim in the city, or a korah, and that is what's called sufficient. Now Tosafot says the korah nobody holds. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can make a lechi or a korah on a rishus harabim. Holds only works till 13 and a third amos, but more than 13 and a third amos it doesn't work. So it has to be talking over here where the street is not wider than 13 to 3rd amos, yet it's still a Rishus Harabim, because it opens in, it gets wider when it goes out of the city of 16 amos. But the parts in the city, at the end of the, it's mefulish. And it goes from one end of the city to the other, so that's a legitimate Rishus Harabim. So in order to be ma'arav it, you have to put a lechi on one side, and a lechi on the other side, or a korah on one side, and a korah on the other side.
And then you can carry in the middle. Okay. The ein ma'arvin osol lechatzoyin elok o kula o mavli mavli.
You can't make part of it. What's it called? You can't make the eruv partial. Either you make each mavli separate, or you make the whole thing one eruv.
Ela o kula o mavli mavli v'ne'asma. Rashi. Lechi mikan v'lechi mikan the Rosh Rishus Harabim.
You put a lechi on each end of the Rishus Harabim that open up into the outside of the city.
V'Irish ein lahem chomaskin.
We're talking about a city that doesn't have a wall around it. Because if it has a wall around it, then those are not Rishus Harabim, because they end at a dead end.
Shirashi Rishus Harabim v'fuloshim.
The ends of the Rishus Harabim extend outside the city, and they're open completely.
With a Shel Rabim, and it's also talking where the city is Shel Rabim, the 600,000 people. The Ari he Shel Rabim, Lo Shoru Rabbanan Lahatakanta. But when the city was Shel Rabim,
and it remained Shel Rabim, it wasn't Shel Yochid and became Shel Rabim.
But it was Shel Rabim Lechatzila, right? Lo Shoru Rabbanan Lahatakanta. The Chol Mibu Osea Mefulashim Habik Rishus Harabim.
A city that was a rabbin to begin with, and now is a rabbin, and its streets are open without a wall, right?
Then bolta kantim rabban mechalti b'shus rabbin al yishu yochid mucha milsa,
right? But in a city that belonged to a yochid to begin with, that's enough of a hekum. But in a city that was a rabbin or whatever, there
you have to make a takon on every mavui, where it was rabim and rabim, like we learned before in the beginning, that each mavui that has a dinner, b'shus rabim, needs a pesa, what's it called, glossos or whatever.
The ein ma'arvin also the chatzoy, in the kivin mikorach chadohi, since the whole city was one city to begin with, asri hani ahani,
you can't make part of the city with an Eruv and the other part not, because then the part that doesn't have the Eruv is the part that has the Eruv is opened into the part of the city that doesn't have an Eruv. And that's Parutz L'makom Ha'asur La, and then everything would be Asur. So either you have to make an Eruv on the whole city, or you have to separate each Mavui separately and make an Eruv for it that separates it from the other Mavuos. But you can't make part of it an Eruv, not segregated from the other, and that opens into the other where there is no Eruv, that can't be. Because then it's Paras L'makom Ha'asrug.
Okay. O Mavug Mavug, Ka'am Parach Hashanami Listru Adadi.
Maras would ask, if you make each Mavug separately, they still should Asr one on the other. And then we'll explain how each one is segregated from the other.